Life's a binge.
Right?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a midweek episode of Life's a Binge. I am Jared, recording the intro by myself because originally this was going to be part of last week's episode, but then we got chatting and decided that it's going to be a midweek. So I am about to spoil the crap out of Haunting of Hill House, which is a show on Netflix. So if you have not seen it, skip this midweek and come back to it once you have seen it. But with that, here is a phone call that me, BJ, and Rich had with a PR girl, Jess, discussing all things Haunting of Hill House. And this is one of the first times we tried to do a phone call interview type thing in recent history, and we think it came out pretty good. So with that, here is the episode.
I tested.
You already tested
yes,
it. Okay.
We are good to go. It's not video. We're not doing video. We're just calling over the internet. Calling. You guys hear that, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you pretty good.
Hello.
Us too? You can hear us too?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
You?
I said hello.
Oh, okay.
So I said Rich. Hello. That's what I
said. Mikey P says hello too.
Hello. Oh, hi, Mike.
So what's up? How's life over in Hurricaneville?
It's still recovering from Hurricane Flo.
That's crazy.
Has the water subsided?
Oh, yeah. Water's gone. People are getting, you know, their houses fixed. I'm still waiting on a roof.
Waiting on a roof.
You have no roof?
You're on the roof right now?
Your roof?
Just kidding.
I have a roof, but I have a tarp on my roof. And they can't fix the inside until the roof is done. They got to start from the top and work their way in. So
that's crazy. Crazy times.
Sounds like life.
Yeah, tarp on the roof. That's childhood.
So. let's just get right into the meat of this thing. So, Haunting of Hill House, you a big fan of the show, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was a big fan of the show as well. We watched the very first episode, and we were intrigued, and then we plowed through it as quickly as we possibly could.
Yeah, we did the same. We got through it in about a week. Maybe.
Yeah, that's about right. And because the binging nowadays doesn't mean you just have to watch it all at once. Like, you can watch it all over the course of a week or two or whatever. And that still counts as binging a show.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so spoiler alert central on this show. By the way, we are going to spoil the crap out of this show. So if you have not seen Haunting of Hill House, turn back now.
No one's watched it yet. I mean, like, and literally, for the most part, most people haven't watched it yet.
Oh, no, a lot of people have watched it. It's been out for a month or
just
two
not,
now.
So, just not right. You or me, BJ.
Right. Yeah.
That's, you know how you promote, you project everyone.
Right. Well, and that's, everyone's just like me.
Everyone's talking about this.
It was the Halloween thing to do.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Well, and that's why I posted about it on Facebook or whatever. Like, look, I get it. There's a million things for people to watch, but just tossing it out there, this is a good one. Like, yeah. If you get to it, you get to it. But it's super good. And the acting is phenomenal.
Yes.
But I want to get into some of the weirdo, twisty theories and stuff.
Yeah. So should you kind of give, like, a little brief...
A little synopsis?
Yeah, what it's about.
Sure. So just to briefly summarize this show, the Crane family moves into this house at the beginning. It's a father and mother, and they have five children, three girls and two boys. And some weirdo stuff starts going down with all the kids. They all start seeing some stuff, and you're kind of not sure if the dad can see any of it. The mom starts really going crazy, and then eventually she ends up killing herself, and the dad takes the kids out of there and drops them off at their aunt's house, and then he's like, no one can ever come in this house again, and then jump to the future. We're following the kids in the future, and they're trying to figure out how this house kind of jacked up their lives. And then we go from there. That's basically it, right?
Yeah. Pretty much.
And it's so good. And the way that they handle the characters and the way that they handle the jumping from present to past and all that stuff and watching, like, you know, it's kind of to bring it back to like something like Lost, where like the very beginning season of Lost was like, here's Jack, and then we're going to flash back and show you stuff from Jack's past. And it was all an episode based on Jack. And then the next one would be an episode all based on Kate. So this show kind of followed that same pattern where it was like, here's Nell in the future, and now we're going to show you some stuff from Nell when she was a kid. And like it, and then it would bounce back and forth that way. So it was very jumping through time-ish. And I thought they handled it super, super well.
Yeah, I really liked it too. And did you know they, you know, when you watch the show, you don't get a lot of backstory about the house itself, which I was kind of like disappointed about. And they actually filmed like pieces of backstory of the house, and they were going to insert them into the beginning of some of the episodes to give more flashbacks. And they ended up cutting that whole thing, which is kind of disappointing, but.
Like stuff with the actual like Hill family?
Yeah, with the Hill family, kind of how the house became, you know.
The house, right.
Right.
Well, and that would have been really cool because even the dad mentions like the house is a person, the house is evil, like the house did this to us. It wasn't, you know, your mom didn't go crazy, the house did it to her. And like people were like, dude, you're a psychopath. And he's like, no, the house, it's the house.
Yeah. So that would have been pretty cool to see, you know, the backstory of how the house became to be so freaking evil.
And so without, like, long and short of it, Nell ends up killing herself. She's the youngest daughter. She has a twin. And so basically we see them all in the future, and they're all messed up in some way. Like Steve is, like, he's using his past as, like, he's exploiting his family through – he's a writer. So he's like, this is the Haunting of Hill House story, and he sells a book and, like, exploits the family. And
this is the dad?
What's that?
That's the dad, Steve?
Steve, he's the youngest. He's the oldest son.
Okay.
The oldest child. Okay. And then one of the other kids, like, runs a funeral home and is just completely devoid of all emotion. And then so anyway, so they all have something going down. But Nell is the youngest, and she has a twin. And she goes to the house and kills herself. And so they're all, like, coming back together because they've all, like, stopped talking to each other because of all the drama. They all come back together to, like, what happened with Nell and try and figure that out. Now, when you see Nell's story as a kid, she's seeing a ghost in the house that she refers to as the bent neck lady. And so eventually you kind of see her, this ghost that she sees, and it's like got this broken neck and all this stuff. And like, I kind of pieced it together fairly quickly that that's like a hung, like she was a hung woman or whatever. Like she was a woman that was hung.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I know. Go ahead, laugh it up. They said you was hung, and they was right.
It's true.
So you come to find out that Nell is seeing this bent neck lady, but then at the very end, when they show you how Nell killed herself by hanging herself in the house, and she has been seeing her own dead self.
It was a little, what do you call it, Harry Potter and the what's it call it, you know, where he saves himself?
Time travel.
Kind of.
Yeah,
yeah, kind of like that. But yeah, that was the mind fuck and a half.
And that's what I don't get. Like, how the ghosts can travel through time? Like, how is she, because she's seeing the old version of Nell who has hung herself. And so you see this adult lady that's dead as the ghost, but then she's a 6-year-old child. And the ghost she is seeing is her old dead self.
That's new. Has any other haunting thing done that?
That's what I don't get. Like,
is it sort of like what was the movie, the not Inception, but the space one by that guy?
Interstellar, which I haven't
seen. You haven't seen that?
What?
Sorry, that was really loud.
I just like, this sounds like something's going to get spoiled.
Stop
so
recording. Go watch Interstellar right
please
now.
Don't spoil it.
BJ, stop right
now. I haven't seen it.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Great. So there's time travel in that movie. Fantastic.
So
anyway,
I think the house.
Actually, no, there isn't.
No, it's fine. But like, did you have that question too, Jess? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. We were like, what the fuck? I think the house itself can, like, time doesn't really matter in the house because, you know, remember there was that message on the wall that said, come home, and then when they tore away the paper, it said welcome home.
Right, and her ghost mom was doing that like way later.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's so trippy, dude.
Now, I already just that little bit, that sounds badass.
Right.
That sounds badass. That's a great cool. like gimmick or tool.
But they don't.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Is she the only one that's no? Because like I guess the she's the only one that sees herself, right?
Yeah, as far as like the go, like yeah, little Nell sees older Nell, but doesn't realize it's her. Yeah, right. She's the only one who sees herself.
But her, but then the mom saw into the future. She saw dead, her, like she saw her kids dead as well. But once they were adults,
so I think the house plays with that with time because it, in order to kind of like make her go out of her mind enough to kill herself, the house showed her her children out in the world. You know, being affected by the world and being depressed and, you know, being drug addicted and then dying. And that, you know, ultimately ends up driving the mom to kill herself. But in reality, all of their problems in the world came from their time in the house.
But it's such a trip because technically she doesn't kill herself for like that. Like I took it. She kills herself because she tries to kill her own children. Like, you know what? Because like she only ends up killing herself after because the way that it bounces through time or whatever, it shows you the dad and he's like taking the kids out of here, and you assume that the mom is already dead at that point, and then he goes back and like he comes back all bloody or whatever, but he's like she killed herself, but you don't realize that he's taking them out of the house because she's trying to poison her children. Like, you find that out way later.
Don't realize that until the very end.
And yeah. So
the house drives.
Go ahead.
The house drives her to believe that the only way to keep her children safe from the world is to kill them while they're in the house.
Is to wake them up.
Right. Quote unquote, wake them up.
And so the whole timeline thing, man, it's such a trip because she sees her adult children, which you've seen the whole time, and then Nell sees her adult self, which you've seen the whole time, and then it's so weird, like trying to piece it all together. It makes me want to go back and rewatch to see if it makes more sense the second time through.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it again just to kind of see if I can wrap my brain around that little time warp thing that they're doing.
But I'm going to compare it to Lost because that makes the most sense in my brain.
Lost.
Lost a lot of people because they didn't answer a bunch of questions. And so far I'm asking a few questions about this show, but I feel like it doesn't need to answer the questions. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Like it leaves enough there to be like, what the hell did I just watch? Like, what's going on with time? Like, who's the parent? Like, what's going on with the parents? How does the kid see the kid's ghost and all this kind of stuff? And then the way that they mislead you throughout the whole show, like a small little snippet, like Abigail, they lead you to believe that Abigail is the ghost, like an imaginary friend of Luke. But then she's a real kid the entire time, but nobody else ever sees her because she's not allowed to go to the house, and Luke's the only one that ventures towards the grounds. But it leads you to believe that Luke's hanging out with a ghost the whole time, but she's a real kid. Yeah, like, it's totally messed up. Like, and so,
yeah, that was
true. Yeah.
I don't know. I really like it. I mean, yeah, it does leave questions, but it doesn't make you feel unsettled. Like, you need that to be answered to like move on with your life.
Right.
It's really cool. And I really like the whole concept of the Red Room.
Yes.
It was awesome. Like, this is freaking cool because you don't really realize what's going on. So for you guys that haven't seen it, this house, they come to the house and they're meant to remodel this house, and they're
house flippers. Yeah.
Right. They're going to flip the house because they're going to build their dream home once they sell this house. Like, this is the last house that they're going to do before they get to their dream home.
Yep.
So they start to do their renovation, and there's this room with a red door. I think it's a red door, right?
Yep.
They call it the red room, and they cannot get into this room.
There's no way to open it. Right.
The dad even takes like tools to the door and tries to get it open, and it doesn't work. So they just call it the red room, can't get in. Well, we come to find out toward like the end of the, probably I think the last episode.
Yep.
That the kids have all, and the mom, have all been in the red room while they were living in the house, but just not realizing it. So like each kid has their own,
it's their like, own solid like sanctuary area. Yeah.
Right, right. Like the twin Luke, his like red room is a treehouse that didn't exist.
Right.
So he stayed in this treehouse and played by himself all the time. And
they reference it a bunch throughout the show. Like Luke's in his treehouse, and like the parent, like the dad, just kind of rolls his eyes and he's like, okay. And then you know, where's Steve? Oh, he's in his reading room. And then they show Steve and he's like reading a book and like so, stuff like that. So.
Right, and the one of the housekeepers is like, reading room, what do you mean, you know?
Yeah, there's not, we don't have that, right.
Right. Yeah, but that's...
My question about the red room, then, is when we first are introduced to it, Cheryl and Nell are trying to get in, and Nell's like, I've seen somebody in there, I've seen a shadow under the door. And then they're trying to unlock it with the quote-unquote master key or whatever, and then they leave because it still won't open, and then you see feet under the door, and you're like, oh, shit. But then you come to find out that Shirley's in there. And so if it's their own individual, how do they get in if they can't open the door? Do you know? Like, does that make sense to you?
Right, yeah. I don't know how they end up in the room, because it never shows you that. It never talks about how they end up in the room.
Right.
And you know, in that one point in time, I think it's Theo who's in the room dancing, right? Yes. And Shirley and Nell are trying to get in.
Right. So then it flashes back to that scene where they're out trying to get in, and then you realize the ghost or whatever that you're led to believe, you're actually seeing Theo in there. But no one else can get in there because she's in there. And so we thought it was like, they just kind of wander in and the door is just open for them and they just don't realize it. But then it doesn't make sense because Steven visited Luke in his treehouse. And so he saw Luke's thing. Like, you know, like,
right. So it must be like a thing where they're in their mind, you know, they're in this like, it's weird. Trippy,
right.
But it's really cool. Like it's trippy, but it's like, dang, that's so cool. Like that's awesome.
Right. Well, not to alienate the show too much by talking about this, but I know that both of us had watched it and we really, really wanted to talk about it. But I do need to ask you, did the car scene scare the bejesus out of you?
The car scene, like you mean when the girls are driving?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, because I am not a jump scare guy, like because they usually get me. They usually get me. And this show, there's only a few of them. And they are so different from what you're used to seeing. Like, that car scene, and Samantha is, like, more dead inside than I am when it comes to, like, those kinds of things. That's the best way to
describe it. Did you isolate that soundbite, please?
I'll call her out here. She'll say the same thing. But she screamed at that scene. Like, she screamed. And her reaction scared the shit out of me. So, like, it was one of the best scares I had ever seen in a movie of all time.
But it wouldn't have been as good if Samantha wasn't there to
well, right.
accentuate it.
Like, it didn't – I believe in my heart of hearts that it didn't get me. Like, because Samantha screamed, and that got me because right. Frank's sitting on my lap. She screamed. Frank jumps. And I like it was, like, this big old, like, chain reaction of, like, holy shit.
Nice.
But it was such a good – like, one of the best scares I've ever seen in anything ever.
Yeah, there were quite a few jump scares. It was cool because they mixed up. It wasn't all jump scares. It was a couple of jump scares here and there, some real freaky ass, like creepy shit.
Right.
And like real suspenseful stuff.
A lot of tension, right.
On Wikipedia, right. They say that uses terror instead of horror.
Yes.
For that scare. Yeah, I looked up. I'm doing work. I'm doing work right over here. Yeah. I'm doing work over
the
here.
The big brain on
BJ. It's true. That's valid. Because, like, in a normal modern-day horror movie, like, if the camera is looking at you, BJ, and it does this, like, circular pan around you, mm-hmm. by the time it gets back to your face, there's going to be, like, a creepy person behind you, and there's going to be a big rush of, like, violins, like, whap! And, yep. like, that's what's going to scare you.
Oh, yeah.
And this show, it does that same thing, but, like, you can start to see a shadow first, and then, like, you can kind of see that there's a ghost. And it just, like, it doesn't give you the big, like, shock of sound. It's just like, and now there's a creepy thing right behind him. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's, like, it's not scary, but you're like, holy crap. And then the little Easter eggs they plugged in, there are ghosts everywhere.
So, yes.
Like, if they're just talking on the, like, having a scene talking in the living room or something, mm-hmm. and, like, randomly way in the background in the other room, there's just, like, a creepy figure just, like, hanging out. Not doing anything, not moving, not, like, ooh, it's just there in the background. And that type of stuff is scattered throughout the entire show.
Yeah, the whole time Ryan and I were watching, we were like, Ghost, pause.
Yeah, it was like literally like, did you see that? What? Behind the, rewind it. And
fun.
Yeah, and they're just, or like a statue would be looking one way and they go in a room and then they come out the room and the statue's looking another way. So it's not like scary, but you're like, ooh, did you see? Like,
unsettling.
That's cool.
So it's just so well done. Anyway.
Yeah, for sure. And did you hear about any of the, like, theories about this show? Like, one of them was that the kids are all one of the five stages of grief. And the...
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
The order of the stages of grief go in the order in which they were born.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I read. I thought that was really, really cool. I have like a... I'm going to find it. I pulled up like a... I did some research.
That's what we do.
I did nothing.
That's what we do.
I watched it and I'm like, ooh, I got to talk about it. Have you guys seen it? No. Have you seen it? No. Jess, have you... Okay, great.
Yeah. And, you know, when I messaged you guys, I had just finished the last episode and I had just finished bawling my eyes out.
Right.
And I was like, I got to talk about it with somebody. So I was hoping one of y'all would have seen it. But yeah, so it looks like Steve is denial.
Okay.
The firstborn, the first stage of grief.
Yep, makes sense. Because he's like, I didn't see a ghost. I never saw a ghost. I never saw a ghost. Right.
Yeah, he's the one who swears there were no ghosts. Right. It was all just them playing or whatever.
That makes sense.
Surely the oldest girl is anger. And sure. She is like always mad at
everyone.
Steve.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm mad at everybody. Theo is bargaining. They said that she so for the guys that haven't seen it, she has this ability where when she touches something, she can kind of see.
Yeah, she has like a weird like psychic power,
mm-hmm.
which is weird. Right. Just like she's the only one. I mean, they hint that the mom has it, but like she's like the only one that has a weird power, which is kind of weird. But anyway, we
digress. ESP.
Yeah.
So they say she's bargaining because she's using her touch to kind of try to figure out or understand what's happening.
Sure.
Luke is depression and ends up
addicted
and stuff. And then Nell was the acceptance.
Right.
She was the first one who accepted
to realize
kind of
what was up.
Right, accepted her fate, went to the house, you know. I don't think she went there knowing she was going to die, but
well,
I think
I also really liked how she saved everyone as well. Like, when they're all stuck in their own weird, like, ghost world, and she's like, wake up! And, like, she legit wakes them up instead of the mom waking them up by killing them.
Right.
Which I was like, good call. but, like, we could talk about this forever. But I don't want to alienate everyone. But thank you for chatting with us.
Yeah, no problem. You guys... For those who haven't watched it, you guys need to watch
it.
Maybe we can do like an actual episode.
You know who's in it, of course.
Carla Gugino,
my girl. My girl's in it.
Look, to bring it off the stage, like, I want some fries with that shake. You know what I'm saying? She is beautiful. Oh, my God.
You talking about my girl?
Yeah.
Wow. I would hope so. She always is. I don't.
Oh, man.
I can be Mr. Steal Your Girl. For a hot second.
Get it.
This is getting better and better. Andrea's like, what the fuck? Yeah. This all sucks.
Okay, Jess, well, we hope the house situation on your end works itself out.
Please get a roof soon.
You get a roof soon, and you can start the cleanup process. But thanks for chatting about Haunting on Hill House with us.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
And give us a call whenever you want. But for now, we'll say bye-bye to you, and thanks a lot.
Awesome. You guys have a good night.
You too. Thank you, Jess. You too.
Bye.
For a minute, I thought you said fart working on that instead of start working on that.
Totally. Fart working on that, guys. I said fart. But for reals, guys, you guys got to check out this show.
Yeah.
I'm
going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. I had guests in town this week, so we were doing stuff, not watching stuff.
Okay, so
we watched some stuff.
With that, let's get into our main chit chat, but not really.
Sure.
And there you have it. That was me mostly, and Rich and BJ chatting with PR girl Jess, talking about Haunting of Hill House. So check it out on Netflix. And we hope you enjoyed this midweek episode. And we'll be back at you on Monday. Bye.
Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.